Okay, so after my previous video, I had some questions, so I thought I'd sit down with Sarah and kind of follow up on some of her spirituality. So what are some parts of paganism that people don't realize are already a part of our culture?
I think the biggest one is meditation. That when people think of meditation, that it's really just, you know, a lot of deep breathing, and it's not some weird alien thing where I'm, you know, rocking back and forth and doing crazy things. That can happen. Some people may do that, but I don't personally do that every day. I think that would be pretty exhausting. And also just that it's, you know, people who are pagan look like everyone else. You know, we're not, you know, wearing Harry Potter robes and pointy hats and walking around with black cats. I think we're all pretty normal.
Yeah. Well, and I know that, like, one thing that I thought was interesting is, you know, a lot of people are really interested in, like, their horoscopes and, like, star signs, and I think that's also a thing that people don't realize kind of has, you know, history.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, different aspects of, like, things that kind of fall under the blanket statement of spirituality that are more modernized, you know, like, people who focus on, astrology, looking at your star signs, where you're born and how it relates to your life. People do a lot of work with feng shui, which is a very Eastern philosophy.
Right.
And is very much focused on, you know, working with energy and moving energy patterns, which is, like, really a lot of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Is all, you know, focused on moving energy around. But for some reason that is, you know, more, I guess I should say, it's less weird to other people because they recognize the name and kind of know a little bit about it. So I think there are a lot of things that may or may not pop up and people would recognize for something else and not realize that, oh, that has some roots in pagan religions.
Yeah. I know one question that I haven't asked you about before is, do you believe in any sort of afterlife or anything like that?
Yeah. That's a really good question, actually, because that's one that I really have struggled with, and not struggled so much, but have really thought about. So for me, I don't believe in heaven or hell. I don't think that when you die, you are going to a specific place. I don't think that, I do think that your actions in this reality, this existence, determine what's going to happen to you next. But I don't think that it's, you know, you go to heaven forever, you go to hell forever. I think that when we die, our bodies, you know, become one with the earth, either through burial or cremation, gets given back to the earth. And our spirit leaves us. And our spirit doesn't even, you know, stay around.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've had a hard time, you know, figuring out whether I believe in ghosts or not. Because I'm not sure I do. I haven't ever had a paranormal experience like that. So I can't say whether I believe in it or not. But I do know other people who do. But I think that when we die, our spirit leaves and is reincarnated into a new body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so that we can learn lessons that we haven't learned previously. So a lot of times, you know, people talk about past life regressions. So they go back and they see what lives they've lived previously before their existence now. And a lot of times there are patterns that pop up. You know, people have, you know, these, you meet people with, like, major trust issues or major issues that really don't seem to have any, you know, bearing in their actual life. But it may well be that, it's something in their past, not even this past.
Right.
That is something they're working on. So I think that ultimately our goal as a human race is to become better, to be the best we can. And I think that, you know, it's a kind of going in the same route as Hinduism or Buddhism, that if you reach ultimate knowledge, supreme knowledge, right, of being the best you can be, the best type of person you can be, then you go even somewhere else. I don't know where that is. I don't know what happens to you when you've ultimately learned everything you have to learn. I think maybe you become something else, and whether that's a deity or spirit guide for someone else, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I haven't figured that out yet.
Kind of one realization that I've had after talking to you about this is that it seems like paganism might have some misconceptions, as in it's not really quite an organized religion, but it's more of kind of a personal transformation and journey. So in that regard, do you use it as kind of a way more to like connect with yourself and connect with the elements of nature, or has it influenced you to, you know, believe in gods versus one god, or, you know, some of the things that come along with organized religion?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, I use the term religion a lot just because I think people are more comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. And it rings a little truer and helps them maybe make some connections to their own spiritual beliefs. And hopefully, right, if I say my religion, then they connect with their religion also. I can make it one thing instead of something else. So yeah, I think that for me, it is less of a, it's not an organized thing. I don't really meet with other people, although I'm not opposed to it. Mm-hmm. I would love to find a group of like-minded individuals, but, you know, being in college, it's kind of hard to, like, get out and explore that. So I'm hoping that as I get older, I can build up the confidence to go and meet some other people who, you know, believe in similar things to me.
Right.
Who are philosophically aligned with what I think. Yeah, I think that for me, I use this as more of a way to understand why things happen. You know, sometimes we're walking through life and, like, we have all these shitty things happening and we're like, why has this happened to me? Like, why is this the way it is? And you kind of have to take a step back and say, that's just the way it has to be.
Right.
And I think having, like, a spiritual, any kind of spiritual background, whether that's Christianity or Judaism or being Muslim or, you know, something closer to what I am right now, I think that just helps you put the pieces in place. So, yeah, I don't think I necessarily believe in, you know, gods and goddesses living in chariots up in the sky, right, but I do think that there's some power in putting positive energy into certain elements of nature,
mm-hmm,
and kind of focusing things in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Has this kind of change in faith affected any of your relationships with either friends or family?
You know, I think it's made my relationship with my mom a lot closer. When I was growing up as a little kid, she still is. She's very spiritual. Not necessarily anything organized, and it's a different kind of spirituality than what I believe in. So we have a lot of conversations about it now, really open conversations where we listen to what the other has to say, and sometimes we agree or disagree, and we can have really adult, open conversations about what we believe is in the universe, and that's really awesome. But a lot of my other family doesn't know. My dad's family is very, very religious, so I haven't quite ever, I've never talked to them about it,
mm-hmm,
because I'm just not sure how they would react. So you kind of do, you know, put your defenses up a little bit,
right,
when you're talking to people about it, because you want to make sure that, you know, people don't shoot you down immediately. Right.
And they just don't misunderstand you right away.
And make sure that when I say that I believe this, that doesn't mean that I don't think they're... It doesn't mean I think they're wrong.
Right.
It just means that I don't think it's right for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of... It does make me... I think